Good Friday, according to whoever, March 29th, the Christian tradition, not the Pesach tradition, but they've changed the times and seasons and the calendars of the Talmudic Jews, the Orthodox Jews. It's not the correct calendar. And the calendar of the Catholic Church /Orthodox Church is likely not the correct calendar, but it is basically the season of the Hoshiano, the coming of the Lord, according to Micah, on a colt, meek and lowly, and riding into Jerusalem. And this is your king, Zion, Yerushalayim, Yeshua, the Mashiach. Today is allegedly, or perhaps could be, Good Friday, which we will call Pesach, the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. And on Sunday, according to Orthodox and Catholic traditions, will be Resurrection Sunday. No, it is not Happy Easter Bunny Sunday. Thank you very much. This message, Father, I thank you and I praise you. I lift it up before you. That if I be lifted up, I will draw all men nigh unto you. And you were lifted up between heaven and earth, and you hung on the cross that curse for all of mankind. You shed your blood because how great is your love. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts to understand and know and see and perceive the intents and motives of your counsel towards us, your children, those whom you gave the right to become the children of God. Lord God, help us be faithful. Make us faithful, O God. Thank you for your great, great, violent love for us. Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for his brother. And it's one thing to lay down your life for your friend or brother, but for someone you don't know, there's no greater love. Help us walk in your spirit, O God, and keep us in that narrow way, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. All right, Matthew 11:12 says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Okay, there's an allusion to the God of forces, which is demonic. But this is with all your soul and strength and mind. You love God with everything that is within your being. And to love your neighbor as yourself. The violent take it by force. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 6:5. Deuteronomy 10:12. Requires the Lord to fear thy God. What does the Lord require? Fear thy God. Because it's the beginning of wisdom and instruction. Walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Deuteronomy 30:20. That you may love the Lord your God, and you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave to him. That's like becoming one. Cleave is, you know, cleave a piece of meat, separates it. But to cleave it is to put it back together, so it's inseparable. You're inseparable from the Lord. For he is your life, and the love, and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them. I bless thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God. He's not your errand boy. He's not the slot machine. If I do this, you'll give me that. Nehemiah 1:5. That keeps covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Qualifier there. You gotta love and observe. Psalm 18:1. Psalm 18 is the warfare psalm, along with Psalm 22 and I think 1 Samuel 18. David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of these his sons in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, all As he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Strength coming from the Lord. Courage of heart. It's David had a heart after God. He wasn't sinless. he had a pile of consequences to deal with because of his sin. But he loved the Lord. My strength, I love you. Song 86. Set us as a seal upon your heart. As a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, and jealousy as cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which has a most vehement flame. Overwhelming, burning, a burning for zeal for thy house has consumed me, a burning that cannot be quenched, that burns and burns and burns until it is achieved its goal. It has achieved the one it loves. So is the Lord's love for us. So is the love that is in our heart that should be for our brothers and sisters, that should be for the purpose and the will of God. Thy kingdom come. What does that mean? Not the kingdom of this earth. Not the idols of this earth. Thy kingdom. It's a raging and burning fire. Let's go to Matthew 5. That our fathers were told, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. And hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Then you will become children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun shine on good and bad people alike. And he sends rain to the righteous and the unrighteous alike. What reward do you get if you love only those who love you? Why, even the tax collectors do that. Come on. And if you are friendly only to your friends, are you doing anything out of the ordinary? Even the Gentiles do that. Therefore, be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Okay? Then let's go down to 6. 6. And 9. You therefore pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us the food we need today. Forgive us for what we have done wrong, as we too have forgiven those who have wronged us. And do not lead us into hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. For kingship, power, and glory are yours forever. Amen. For if you forgive others their offense, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their offenses, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Amen. Amen. And amen.